Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. Step in, if you dare, and let the shroud of the unknown envelop you. Tonight, we're about to descend into a tale where the threads of love and horror intertwine. So, dim the lights, let the outside world fade, and let your imagination roam the haunted halls of our narrative. The sun hung low in the sky, painting the town of Ravensbrück in deep golds and fiery reds. A slight autumn chill hung in the air, the scent of dry leaves and the distant whisper of firewood tickling the senses. The season of legends was upon them. Leela and Mira, with their identical raven black hair and wide, hazel eyes, stood side by side in front of their home's tall, ornate mirror. They might have seemed completely alike to a stranger, but to those who knew them, they were a study in contrasts. Leela's eyes twinkled with mischief, while Mira's held an eternal warmth and wisdom, often belying her young age. Leela wore her hair loose, wild waves cascading over her shoulders, while Mira chose a tight braid that fell like a dark serpent down her back. "Remember when you tried to convince Mrs. Hawthorne that you were me in third grade?" Mira giggled, her fingers deftly adjusting the choker around her sister's neck. Leela snickered. Oh, the look on her face when Mira couldn't do the math problem on the board. Priceless. As they laughed over shared memories, the town of Ravensbrück sprawled around them, a labyrinth of cobbled streets, dark alleys, and ancient structures. It was a place where shadows whispered tales, and every corner held a story. The most captivating tales, of course, were those told in hushed voices during the cold embrace of night. Stories of spirits, curses, and old magic. Leela stepped away from the mirror, her eyes catching a photograph on the dresser, a picture from last Halloween. The two of them, arms around each other, grinning widely with painted faces. Tomorrow would be the day of another grand town festival, and the entire town was abuzz with anticipation. "I've been thinking," Mira began, a hint of excitement in her voice, "we should dress as the legendary witches of Ravensbrück this year. Imagine the two of us, cloaked in midnight blue, with shimmering crowns." Leela's face lit up, the very witches from the tales. "That's brilliant. We'd be the stars of the festival." Outside their window, children could be heard laughing, their voices harmonizing with the gentle rustle of leaves. Vendors called out, selling pumpkin pies and warm cider. The twins could hear the faintest melodies of a band practicing for tomorrow's event. "Let's head to Mrs. Whitmore's shop," suggested Leela, referring to the old seamstress known for her exquisite costume designs. "She'll have the perfect cloaks and accessories." Mira nodded in agreement, her eyes reflecting the vibrant hues of the setting sun. "But promise me one thing," she whispered, her voice suddenly serious. "This year, let's stick together, no matter what." Leela, sensing the gravity in Mira's words, wrapped an arm around her. "Always. We're inseparable." As the twins stepped out into the golden embrace of the evening, the town of Ravensbrück continued its age-old dance, unaware of the shadow that was about to cast itself upon its most beloved residents. The festival was drawing near, and with it, a twist of fate that would change everything. Ravensbrück had awakened in a symphony of oranges, purples, and blacks. Lanterns adorned every window, casting eerie lights onto the cobblestones. The streets were lined with stalls overflowing with treats, candy apples glinting in the dim light, jars of vibrant jellies, and pies still warm from the oven, their sweet aromas blending with the scent of freshly carved pumpkins. In the midst of it all, Leela and Mira made their entrance. Cloaked in midnight blue, shimmering crowns atop their heads, they looked every bit the legendary witches of Ravensbrück. Whispers of admiration followed them as they navigated the throng, their laughter intermingling with the festive music and joyous shouts. As they reached the town square, they were met by a group of kids, their faces painted in shades of ghosts and goblins. One of them, a young boy named Thomas, leaned in close, his voice hushed. "Have you heard the legend of the cursed mirror?" he asked, eyes wide with a mix of fear and excitement. Mira leaned in, intrigued, while Leela rolled her eyes playfully. "Not another one of your ghost stories, Tommy." Thomas, undeterred by Leela's skepticism, continued. "They say that in the old haunted house at the edge of town, there's a mirror. It's no ordinary mirror. It's said to trap the souls of those who gaze into it on Halloween night." Mira's eyes sparkled with curiosity. "Why haven't we heard of this before?" Thomas shrugged. "It's a story the older folks keep hushed. They say it's dangerous even to speak of it." Leela snorted. "Probably because it's just another tall tale." Mira, however, seemed lost in thought. The rest of the evening, as they danced and celebrated, she appeared distant. Every once in a while, Leela would catch her gaze drifting toward the outskirts of the town where the haunted house stood, its silhouette stark against the moonlit sky. As midnight approached, the festival's fervor reached its peak. Yet amidst the jubilation, Mira tugged at Leela's sleeve. "Let's go," she whispered, her voice filled with an urgency Leela hadn't heard before. "To where?" Leela asked, but she already knew the answer. Mira's eyes were fixed on the haunted house in the distance. "I need to see it, Leela. I need to know if the legend is true." Leela hesitated, torn between the promise they'd made to stay together and her own doubts about the legend. "Mira," she began, her voice trembling. "Some stories are best left as just that. Stories." But as she looked into her sister's eyes, she realized that tonight, curiosity was a flame that couldn't be extinguished. The path they were about to tread was fraught with unknowns, and the festival's cheers faded behind them, replaced by the haunting allure of a legend that beckoned them closer. A haunted house stood silent and imposing, its stone walls kissed by years of moss and decay. A large, creaking door was slightly ajar, and as the twins approached, the wind whistled an eerie lullaby, rustling the dead leaves that lay scattered on the path. "You're sure about this?" Leela asked, her voice wavering more than she would have liked to admit. Mira nodded, her gaze never leaving the looming entrance. "We've already come this far," she replied. With a collective breath, they pushed the door open. It groaned in protest, revealing a grand hallway, its grandeur long lost to time. Dust particles floated lazily in the beams of moonlight that peeked through the broken windows, and the faded wallpaper bore witness to a grandeur long forgotten. Walking hand in hand, they ventured deeper into the house, guided only by the soft glow of Leela's lantern. The stories of the house played at the back of their minds, every shadow seeming to dance and every whisper of wind sounding like ghostly sighs. As they reached what seemed to be the main parlor, their eyes fell upon it, the infamous mirror. It stood grand and opulent, its frame ornately decorated with intricate patterns and gemstones. Yet, the reflection it held was anything but ordinary. The room appeared distorted, colors swirling and shifting like a turbulent sea. Mira, transfixed, took a step forward, her fingers reaching out to caress its surface. Leela, on the other hand, felt an overwhelming sense of dread, the weight of countless whispers and stories pressing down on her. "Mira, don't," she cried, but her voice seemed distant, drowned by a deep hum that now emanated from the mirror. Before Leela could act, the mirror began to ripple, its surface undulating like liquid. And then, with a sound that resembled a heart-wrenching scream, it shattered. Fragments of glass flew in every direction, reflecting fleeting images of the twins and their myriad pieces. And just as suddenly as the chaos had erupted, an unnatural silence settled. The fragments of the mirror lay strewn about, the room bathed in an eerie glow. But Mira was gone. Leela's heart raced, her lantern's light now casting wild shadows on the walls. "Mira," she called out, her voice echoing through the desolate mansion. But there was no answer. Her sister, her other half, had vanished into the fractured reflections of a cursed legend. Ravensbrook, once a town that reveled in the mirth of Halloween, now wore a cloak of apprehension. Whispers of Mira's strange disappearance the previous year hung heavy in the air, casting a long, cold shadow over the festivities. Stores were reluctant to display their typical decorations, and children whispered tales of the cursed mirror, embellishing the legend with every retelling. Leela, bearing the weight of guilt and loss, seemed like a specter herself. Her once bright eyes now looked hollow, their sparkle dimmed. Her laughter, a rare sound, felt forced, and she avoided the gazes of townsfolk, many of whom offered her pitying looks. The calendar's pages turned steadily, and as the one-year mark approached, a hush settled over the town. Leela, in particular, felt a dread that was hard to articulate. The memories of that fateful night, previously dulled by time, now grew sharper, their edges cutting deep. It was on that very night, under the veil of darkness, that something inexplicable occurred. As the town's large clock struck midnight, Leela's demeanor shifted. Her eyes glazed over, her posture changed, and in a voice that wasn't quite hers, she began to speak. "Mira," she whispered, her tone dripping with confusion and fear. Her steps, guided by some unseen force, led her through the town into the very doorstep of the haunted house. Those who witnessed it said she reenacted every moment, her hesitation at the entrance, her reluctance in the grand hallway, and her desperate cries in the parlor, all culminating in a heart-wrenching scream that echoed through the silent streets of Ravensbrook. And then, as suddenly as it began, it was over. Leela crumpled to the ground, gasping for air, her normalcy returning as the possession's grip released her. Surrounded by a few brave souls who had followed her eerie pilgrimage, she looked around, disoriented. "What happened?" she murmured, touching her face as if to reassure herself of her own identity. No one could answer, for they had witnessed an event that defied explanation. Leela, for her part, retained no memory of her possession, only an overwhelming sense of urgency, a feeling that Mira was calling out to her, somewhere from the abyss, waiting to be found. Days turned into nights, and nights into days, as Leela found herself buried in the archives of Ravensbrook's ancient library. The dust-laden shelves groaned under the weight of countless tomes, their pages yellowed and delicate. It was within these very walls that Leela hoped to unearth the secrets of her sister's disappearance. Legends of Ravensbrook spoke of other strange occurrences. Long-forgotten stories whispered of lost souls and mystical artifacts, with one particular tale echoing louder than others, the legend of the entrapped souls. Leela pored over an old, leather-bound journal that once belonged to a town historian. It spoke of a malevolent entity that had a penchant for trapping innocent souls, using mirrors as its instrument. Each victim was said to be caught between realms, neither here nor there, forever yearning for release. Yet, within these grim tales lay a glimmer of hope. Every curse, no matter how powerful, had a counter-curse, a means of unraveling its sinister hold. With every passing paragraph, Leela grew more resolute. If there was a way to free Mira, she would find it. Hours of relentless research led Leela to a pattern, a set of rituals, symbols, and chants. It seemed that in order to break the curse, one needed to recreate the moment of entrapment, but with one stark difference, the inclusion of an ancient spell, one that was known to repel malevolent spirits and free the ensnared. The pieces of the puzzle were slowly falling into place. Leela began to gather the necessary ingredients, a silver chalice filled with moonlit water, an array of fragrant herbs, and an old, handwritten chant that had to be recited at the stroke of midnight. Yet, as she delved deeper into the realm of the occult, Leela felt a growing sense of unease. The whispers of the past seemed to grow louder, and shadows danced more fervently. But her determination remained unwavering. With a heart full of hope and a mind sharpened by purpose, Leela set forth on her quest to break the curse and bring Mira back from the abyss. Every anniversary of that fateful Halloween night, Leela found herself plunged into a trance. Each time, her possessions revealed intricate details, some so intimate they could only be known by Mira herself. These episodes became more than just eerie reenactments. They were her sister's desperate cries for help, fragmented memories playing out in real time, guiding Leela closer to the truth. It was during one such evening, as the sun painted the skies in hues of gold and purple, that Leela stumbled upon Ms. Evelyn. Her silver hair was neatly tied into a bun, and deep-set wrinkles told stories of a life filled with both joy and heartbreak. Rumors whispered of her tragic past. Many in Ravensbrook knew that Evelyn had faced a loss mirroring Leela's own. With the promise of freshly brewed chamomile tea, Leela found herself in Evelyn's quaint living room. The walls were adorned with black and white photographs, memories frozen in time. A particular frame caught Leela's attention. It portrayed a young boy with eyes strikingly similar to Evelyn's. "That's Samuel," Evelyn began, her voice quivering, "my baby brother. Just like your Mira, he too was ensnared by that wretched mirror." Over the next few hours, tales of the past intertwined with the present. Evelyn recounted the agony of losing Samuel, the guilt that gnawed at her soul, and her relentless pursuit for answers. And while she had never managed to free her brother, she had gathered a wealth of knowledge. "There is a ritual," Evelyn whispered, "one that's been lost in the annals of time. It's said to possess the power to free souls trapped between realms. I searched for it my entire life, but could never complete it." She handed Leela an old, tattered notebook. Its pages, though faded, held the key, a series of steps, drawings of intricate symbols, and chants in a language long forgotten. "Young one, I see in you the fire that I once had," Evelyn said, her eyes moist. "Perhaps, with this knowledge, you can succeed where I failed. But heed my warning, dark forces guard these trapped souls. You must be prepared for the challenges that lie ahead." Determined, with the weight of two generations' hopes resting on her shoulders, Leela clutched the notebook close to her chest, ready to delve into its secrets and forge a path to Mira's salvation. The town of Ravensbrook had always been a haven of whispered secrets and hushed conversations, but the news of Leela's intent to conduct the ritual spread like wildfire. As word traveled from ear to ear, there were those who saw her endeavor as an act of bravery, while others viewed it as a dangerous game with the unknown. Amidst the town's bustling chatter, Leela turned to her closest circle, Rebecca, with her unmatched knowledge of herbs and potions, Thomas, the blacksmith's son, known for his skill with symbols and protective amulets, and Clara, her childhood friend, whose unwavering faith and support had always been Leela's anchor. Together, they would stand against the shadows that loomed. Their first task was to gather the artifacts necessary for the ritual. Guided by Evelyn's notebook, they sought out a crystal vial said to contain the tears of a moon goddess, a dagger forged from meteorite iron, and a hand-woven tapestry that depicted the balance between realms. Each item came with its own challenge. The vial was guarded by the enigmatic forest keeper, a figure swathed in legends, who demanded a test of heart before parting with his treasure. The dagger, on the other hand, lay in the depths of the old mines, lost to time. Retrieving it required navigating the labyrinthine tunnels and facing the creatures that lurked within. Lastly, the tapestry was the work of old Mistress Agatha, the town's weaver, who demanded a high price. Leela had to share her most cherished memory, which would be woven into the fabric, becoming a part of the tapestry forever. Yet, even as Leela and her companions pieced together the elements of the ritual, they faced resistance from the town's council. Led by the stern and skeptical Mayor Dunwich, a faction believed that meddling with forces beyond their understanding would bring doom upon Ravensbrook. They preached caution, urging Leela to abandon her quest and let the past remain undisturbed. "Child," Mayor Dunwich said one evening at the town square, his voice echoing with authority, "your heart may be in the right place, but the path you tread is fraught with perils unknown. Ravensbrook has seen its share of darkness. Do not invite more." But Leela, with fire in her eyes and resolve in her heart, stood undeterred. "I will do whatever it takes to bring Mira back," she declared. "If you won't aid me, then stand aside." The stage was set. Artifacts in hand, chants memorized, and spirits high, Leela and her band of believers readied themselves for the ritual, hoping to pierce the veil between realms and return what was taken unjustly. The haunted house stood, a towering testament to the many tales that Ravensbrook held close. Its time-worn facade bore the weight of stories untold, its windows peering out like ancient, weary eyes. Yet tonight, those eyes would witness events unlike any other. With the artifacts placed in a precise arrangement, and Evelyn's notebook open to the most vital page, Leela and her group took their positions. A full moon shone overhead, casting an ethereal glow that bathed the scene in a silver luminescence. Evelyn began the incantation, her voice steady and deep. The words she spoke were ancient, echoing with power that resonated in the very air. Rebecca and Clara joined in a harmonized chant, while Thomas etched protective runes in a circle around them. As the ritual progressed, the atmosphere grew thick with tension. A breeze, once gentle, now whipped around them, rustling the trees and making the tapestry flutter eerily. A haunting, distorted reflection of Mira began to form in the shards of the broken mirror, her face twisted in pain and longing. Suddenly, a chilling voice, unmistakably Mira's but tainted with something darker, filled the room. "Leela," it whispered, dripping with malice, "why did you leave me? Why did you abandon me to this fate?" Tears streamed down Leela's face as she fought against the onslaught of guilt. "I didn't mean to. I tried to save you," she cried out. The spirit in the mirror laughed coldly, manipulating Mira's voice to maximum effect. "You failed, sister. And now you dare to tread here and challenge my domain." The ritual's intensity surged. The crystal vial glowed a radiant blue, the meteorite dagger pulsed with energy, and the tapestry seemed to come alive, its patterns shifting and morphing. Leela, summoning all her courage, stepped closer to the mirror shards. "Mira, if you're there, fight. Don't let this thing use you," Leela pleaded, her voice breaking. A momentary silence ensued, before a softer, more genuine voice emerged. "Leela, I'm scared." It was Mira, her true essence breaking through. The realization fueled Leela's determination. "Hold on, Mira. We're going to get you out." The ritual reached its zenith. With Evelyn leading the chant and the group's combined willpower, they sought to break the curse binding Mira. The house shook, and for a fleeting moment, Leela saw her sister, unspoiled, pure, desperate to be free. With one final, resounding cry from everyone involved, a blinding light consumed the room. When it faded, all that remained was the group, panting and exhausted, surrounded by the now inert artifacts. And in the center, where the mirror shards lay, stood Mira, disoriented but very much alive. Leela rushed to her, embracing her twin tightly, tears of relief staining both their faces. The bond they shared had proved stronger than any curse, any spirit. They had triumphed. The ancient house, now void of the curse that had lingered for decades, sighed in relief. Its darkened corridors seemed less intimidating in the aftermath of the ritual. Yet, even as the morning sun began to paint the world outside in warm hues, a cold, unsettling ambience remained. Leela, with eyes reflecting deep concern, watched as Mira stared vacantly at the breakfast spread. Every movement, every glance of Mira's spoke of a mind burdened by shadows. Gone was the vivacious spirit Leela had grown up with. In her place was someone haunted. Mira, Leela began tentatively, reaching for her hand. It's over. You're safe now. Mira's eyes, distant and clouded, slowly met Leela's. Is it truly over? Her voice was a mere whisper, laced with doubt. In there, time was different. Every second felt like an eternity. It's not something one simply moves past. The town of Ravensbrook, though relieved by Mira's return, was tainted with whispers. The ritual at the haunted house had ignited a series of inexplicable events. Cats disappeared, strange symbols appeared on random doorsteps, and there was talk of ghostly apparitions in the peripheral vision of some townsfolk. Thomas approached Leela one day, a grim expression clouding his face. Ever since that night, I've felt like I was being watched. It's as if we've angered something else by freeing Mira. Rebecca, too, confided in Clara. I heard crying from my attic last night. I live alone, Clara. This isn't right. Clara, usually the optimist, had her own tale. Birds refused to come near my home. In my plants, they've all withered overnight. But it was Mira who bore the brunt of it. Nightmares plagued her sleep, her once radiant eyes now shadowed with dark circles. She'd sometimes murmur about voices calling to her, about shadowy figures lurking in corners. Evelyn, upon hearing of these unsettling incidents, sighed deeply. There's always a price, dear. Disturbing the supernatural balance can have unforeseen consequences. Leela, resolute, nodded. Then we'll deal with them. We won't let anything harm Mira or this town again. But even as she said it, a cold breeze drifted in, causing the candle flames to dance wildly. The weight of their actions was beginning to press down on Ravensbrook, and the price of their meddling was becoming all too clear. The heart of Ravensbrook beat to a rhythm of apprehension. The town's quaint beauty was overshadowed by the residue of the supernatural events that had ensnared it. Yet, at the core of it all were two sisters, attempting to find solace in the warmth of their shared bond. Every evening, as twilight painted the sky in hues of gold and crimson, Leela and Mira would take a silent walk along the banks of the town's gentle river. It was a ritual of healing. With each step they took, memories both delightful and painful surged and ebbed like the river's flowing waters. One evening, Mira broke the silence. "Do you dream, Leela?" Her voice was quiet, carrying the weight of a thousand unsaid words. Leela looked over, noticing the vulnerable glint in Mira's eyes. "Yes," she replied softly. "Sometimes of happier days, sometimes of that cursed house, but always with you by my side." Mira's lips curved into a weak smile. "I dream too, of shadows and endless mazes. But the moment I see you, even in that dream, I find my way out." Time, they say, has a way of healing the deepest of wounds. And true enough, as weeks melted into months, the bond between the sisters grew stronger. Mira began attending therapy, revisiting her traumas and confronting them head-on. Leela, on the other hand, took it upon herself to be Mira's anchor, joining therapy sessions, ensuring Mira never felt alone. One fateful day, the town came together in a unanimous decision to put an end to the curse once and for all. Led by Mayor Anderson, they gathered every shard of the accursed mirror. A deep pit was dug at the very outskirts of Ravensbrook. And as the shards were buried, a collective prayer rose from the townsfolk, a plea to protect future generations from the dark allure of the mirror. In the years that followed, life in Ravensbrook returned to its peaceful norm. Stories of the haunted house and the cursed mirror became tales told around campfires, warnings to heed the perils of curiosity. Yet, for Leela and Mira, it served as a reminder of the resilience of their bond. As they stood by the river one evening, many years later, Mira turned to Leela, her eyes reflecting the depth of her emotions. "Thank you," she whispered, pulling Leela into a tight embrace. Leela smiled, her own eyes glistening with tears. "Always and forever, inseparable." And as the sun set on another day in Ravensbrook, two silhouettes stood side by side, casting a singular shadow, a testament to their unbreakable bond. As the echoes of our tale fade into the chilling silence, we hope you're still with us, dear listeners. Remember, the line between reality and the supernatural is often just a whisper away. Thank you for joining us on this eerie journey on our scary stories. Until next time, listen closely to the shadows, for they might have a story to tell. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.